The morning was still cool and gray last Saturday as Meg Hamill, field programs manager for Land Paths, greeted a small group who had gathered at West Santa Rosa's A Place to Play for an outing alongside Santa Rosa Creek.
I'm really happy to see everybody here. We've been working on manifesting this outing for many months, and so it's really great to be out here and actually doing it.
Of course, it doesn't usually require that sort of effort to organize an outing, but this one was planned for a special population, wheelchair users such as Stan Gao. As a member of Land Paths' outings advisory team, he was the primary instigator for this event.
This is just a way of getting people out. There's a lot of accessible trails and hopefully more, and I just want to share a lot of them with you guys. So here's one.
As Hamill detailed, the route was to be flat and mostly paved, but not too tame, moving out through the city's urban edge into the bordering farms, vineyards, and open space.
This is about a 2.25 mile, 2.5 mile ride to Willowside Road. And then at Willowside Road, we are planning on having lunch. And then we're going to retrace our steps and come back.
The wheelchair riders and their ambulatory companions drank in the lush greenery along the gently flowing creek, sharing the trail with numerous cyclists and occasional runners. It was the first time Dave Lynchy had been out there, and he was impressed by the quiet vistas the group passed through.
You don't know you're in a city, and just to see the moving water in the creek is just fascinating. It's a good time of the year to come after all the rain we had. I think it's pretty nice.
Mike Humphreys had been on the trail before, but he welcomed the social aspect of this outing.
Any time that you can get out and be amongst others, it's always enjoyable to interact and have that social outlet and opportunity to just be a part of the community.
By the time the rolling ramble reached their midpoint lunch stop, Stan Gao was happy to declare the event a success.
Oh, yes. Getting the first one out of the way is always hard because there's so many unknowns and it's a constant learning experience.
He's already thinking ahead to a follow-up event, probably in the fall. And as Mike Humphreys pointed out, Sonoma County holds quite a number of suitable locations for that.
There's plenty of other opportunities. You know, we have Spring Lake. Some of the other county parks certainly have made tremendous strides to create access trails for people with disabilities, and it's great to be able to enjoy the outdoors.
Looking even farther out, Meg Hamill is imagining something maybe a bit more challenging.
I would like to go somewhere a little bit more remote, someplace where obviously it's still accessible for wheelchairs, but where there's a real true wildness and people can really experience the real wild places that Sonoma County has to offer that are still wheelchair accessible.
This first such outing was a collaboration with Land Paths, the County Open Space District, Regional Parks, and the County Water Agency, all the key players in making more such rolling hikes happen. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.